Second example then.
I thought we already agreed. I thought we already agreed that I am not talking to Lee.
It's the context. You make me sound like I'm abusing you right now when I'm not. I'm asking.
No, you just went through my phone and now we're having an argument after you went through my phone because I told my friend what happened to my last best friend and you said I didn't put the context right and my tone of voice was bad. So that's why we are now.
You make me sound like you...
It's how I feel half the time, Fab. It's how I feel whenever I'm not high.
Am I saying you can't talk to Keith? Who have I ever said that you can't talk to apart from Lee? Name one person.
Lee, just Lee.
Just Lee. So, have you not thought that if I was abusive, wouldn't I be like, you can't talk to this
person? But you know I only seek out people.
Yeah, but please, I just need you, you need to understand this Lee thing and not take it how you've took it. It doesn't matter how many...
Like, the guys that I befriend tend to be nerds. They're not players, you know? So I think if I was, you know, having more friendships with, like, player guys, you know...
It's not player
then you
guys
would probably mind
player.
More. It's just because I tend to hang out with nerds who are unattractive because I don't care about...
He was unattractive. And that didn't stop you, did it?
Actually, he was attractive. That was a bad photo. So I thought he was good looking.
Mm. Listen, Catherine, I'm sorry I went through your phone. At least I haven't shagged someone else and left you for him.
I didn't check the payment.
Yeah, you did.
And, well, remember, he couldn't
get hired.
I'm sorry, but
not for a lack of trying on your part.
Yeah,
so there,
but
you know,
we were broken
bad.
Up and I was...
I knew you left
the
me.
Guy had bought me 200 quid headphones and, you know...
Yeah, that's a good reason to shag somebody. Next time a girl buys me 200 quid headphones, I'll shag them and leave you for them. It's not very nice, that is it? I wouldn't, but that's basically what you just said.
Look. The guy manipulated me, okay?
Yeah, okay?
He told me that you abuse me so that then he can abuse me. And as soon as I realized, I ended it and I came begging to you to have me back.
No,
and you
Catherine,
did.
I'm really sorry.
And I'm really grateful. Okay, and I told the woman in the park that. I told her all of that.
I'm really sorry that I went through your phone. I'm really sorry.
Need to think about this.
Just let me finish, please. I'm really sorry that I went through your phone. It was a dick move, and I'm sorry. Like... You leaving for me for the shaman when I did nothing wrong other than shit that I'd already done and apologised and knew shit, that has left a...
You know, in that relationship, I was just smiling and saying okay to whatever
please,
you said.
Catherine,
like,
I wasn't feeling hurt at all. I've got
to
go to work. I need to explain this point so I can go to work. I'm sorry I went through your phone. The reasoning behind this is because you fucked off and left me for somebody else and that's left paranoia there. And then with the Lee thing, that has added to my paranoia. So I went in there to check for Lee, found this. I shouldn't have read it, and I'm sorry. Like, at the end of the day, you fucking left me for somebody else. That's left. Like what I did. The thing that I did has left you with PTSD. This, what you did, has left me with some paranoid feelings, and I'm sorry that I acted on them. I've got borderline, and I'm sorry. I love you. I still want to marry you. And unless you decide to dump me tonight, I'm still going to buy the fucking boat for September tomorrow. Because I love you and I want to marry you. It's just really... And it's just hurtful how you describe the Lee thing. It makes me sound like a horrible narcissist for just asking you to not speak to someone who's trying to fuck you and poison you against
A lot
me.
Of the things you said and did make you sound like a horrible narcissist. Not just that one.
What, today?
No.
In the past?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have I done that since?
Have, you know, there have been many instances that people would clearly say are narcissist fags. Threatening with social services if
I
tell
that
anyone,
was scummy.
You know.
I know, okay, that was scummy, but this is past, Catherine. This was over a year ago and I've done a year's worth of therapy not far off now. Like,
I know.
I'm
just
calm.
I'm trying to think if you're really
calm,
better because you've been through my phone last night.
I know, and I'm sorry, and you left me for somebody else and that's left paranoia. In its way, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done it. I was paranoid about Lee. I saw that and it hurt. I was that hurt that I couldn't hide it. I'm sorry. Like, I love you and I still want to marry you. If you need to think, sound, but I need to go to work.
Yeah.
I love you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm just paranoid that you're just going to leave me for somebody else. I don't know, I've fucked up. Didn't you really hurt when you did? When you were reading the question, wasn't it?
Like when we broke up the first time, I was just angry because I thought you were a narcissist.
Read the article I sent you earlier. You know, autistic people are really prone to gaslighting and manipulation. We just don't get it. And I get that Lee manipulated me, and I get that Shani manipulated me, and I get that everyone manipulates me because I'm just so dumb. I'm such easy prey. But how do I know you're not manipulating me too? This is the only problem, this conflict that I have, because I understand I have a disability. I'm blind to people's intentions. It sucks. It's like when you're blind in the street and you can't, everyone else can see the stop sign ahead and you can't, you know, and I know you need to go. The only time I'm ever going to throw your shit out in the street is if you hurt me physically, okay? Well, fine.
I promise I won't. I know I'm not
At this point in time, I have absolutely no intention of ending things, but I need to think about my boundaries. I may have to speak to my therapist. I canceled my BetterHelp plan, but I might have to restart it because I don't know how to deal with this new information,
no,
okay?
I'm sorry. I should start.
So
I'm
I need to think about that. I don't know what to do right now, okay? But I'm not angry at you right now. Like, I'm not, like, I don't know. I don't know how I feel because I'm autistic. I don't know what to make out of this. I love you. See you later.